Hi, this is Donna with the Waldorf Connection, and welcome back to a bonus call that we're doing some curriculum reviews for Waldorf-inspired curriculums. And this session, we have Diana Betts on the line, who is going to be talking about Christophorus. So welcome, Diana.
Hello, thank you.
So glad you're here. So why don't you just kind of tell us, you know, your kind of briefly your homeschooling history, you know, how old your children are and how you got started and all that, just so we can kind of set the stage for where you're coming from with your talk.
Sure. Just a side note, I was previously a public school teacher for 6 years.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And met Steiner when I was teaching third graders who were already burned out on reading and writing. So when I met Steiner and saw the power of waiting and everything, it just sold me on it. Then I got married, and when we had children, I had told my husband, we'll either put them in a Waldorf school or homeschool, and we don't live where there's a Waldorf school, and now that I'm homeschooling, it's hard to say what I'll do because I really enjoy the process. But I have, starting this fall, I'll have an eight-year-old going into second grade, a six-year-old who will be in his last year of kindergarten, and they have a younger third-year-old brother. They're all boys. A third-year-old brother who's just kind of in the fold with all of it. So.
Yeah, so you've got quite a variety going on there.
Yeah, it's exciting at our house. And there's a lot of testosterone. Even little boys have a lot of testosterone.
So have you homeschooled the one going into second grade now from the beginning, or how long has it been?
Yes.
You have. Okay.
Yeah, he's been with me all the way through. We moved to Georgia when he was 2 years old, and at that point, my husband knew I was going to homeschool, and I'd started looking for curriculum. I was at that time. I used to get Mothering Magazine, which had Oak Meadows mm-hmm. advertised in it. So I mm-hmm. had kind of looked at their website and their material. I got connected with the OSNA website, looking at what goes into Waldorf schools. I'd visited some Waldorf schools. And then I found Christophorus online, liked her website, and really, I guess the first thing I ordered was the, what's it called? She has a curriculum overview mm-hmm. for homeschoolers, and I thought, wow, that looks really interesting, but it was a little bit more than I wanted to spend. So I just bought her kindergarten, and she has a supplement book called Joyful Movement, and kind of brought those home. At that point, Luke was 3 years old, I think. And it just was wonderful because I'd already started reading some books, but all of a sudden I had kind of a starting place with, like, this is how you school. And having my background in public education, I was like, I need structure. I need to know what to do.
Right.
She offered tools for me that maybe if you're a first-time homeschooler and you've never taught before, you wouldn't see the same way. But I was looking for the nuggets. And she just really brought to light for me the importance of that rhythm at home, how the children are imitating so much in those first 7 years, that it's not so much about starting to teach. It's really about living and letting them walk the path of living with you, cooking, washing dishes, sorting laundry, sweeping the floor. And all of a sudden I realized just staying the path, I could feel confident that I was already educating. I was already bringing my children richness to their growth and development. And that was what I needed to hear. And those early books also really, I loved the songs and the, you know, I was already going to read to them a bunch, but it was choosing the right types of stories. She helped guide you in, you know, she helps to guide you in the right books, stories, making your own stories if you're creative in that pattern, but also that rhythm of the day. So it's not one day is different from the next, really identifying that pattern of rhythm and what needs to be in it to create stability for little people. So I just fell in love with it. And then I was like, okay, I'm ready for the overview. I want a bigger chunk. So then it was no problem to spend the money on the overview. And it's not that much more, but you're starting right. And every penny counts. So I bought the curriculum overview, and I saw the whole picture for the first time. I'd visited Waldorf schools, and that book, I suddenly saw why the blocks, how the blocks work, and I loved it. And we just moved from Colorado to Georgia, and I was looking, you know, how am I going to homeschool? What am I going to do? And we have a group here, the Peach Cobblers, and I found them on the internet. And it just so happened that summer they were having Donna come to town for a three-day event. I think it was 3 or 4 days. Anyway, they had a conference with her here in town. So I was like, sign me up. And I became like passionate member of Peach Cobblers, love my homeschool group, which is very helpful for homeschooling. If you're looking, connecting is super helpful. But also I met Donna, and I heard her voice. And now when I read her books, I hear her voice. And that just helped me a lot to connect with how she conveys information and how she lays it out, because a lot of her material, it's not turnkey. It's not, here's the material, open to page one, do this the first day, do this the second day. She's giving you lots of ideas and material, but you've got to put it together in a way that works for you. Or there's a lot of it that's pretty structured if you want. I mean, she gives it to you well enough that it's not too difficult, especially if it's your first time to look at planning schooling. There's enough there that it's not overwhelming. But there's a lot. And she talks to you in her writing, and if you've heard her voice, it helps. Because you're like, who is this lady? She's talking to me like this. But she's it's a very personal material when you read it. And I like that about it, but once I met her, I loved it even more. So I guess that's kind of how I came to Christophorus, in a bigger nutshell.
So you used it for first grade, and now you're going to be using it for second?
Yes. I used it all the way through kindergarten, got those rhythms and the mirroring done, and then it was interesting moving into first grade. I actually was going to do first grade a half a year early, and I had a newborn, and it was a lot. I mean, he was two, just around one and a half at the time, one, and it was too much for me. And I was okay. At first, I was not okay with it, but the more I read, the more I saw how Steiner's okay with the delay and everything, and really, I'm so grateful, especially with the boy. The more time you give them, it's just powerful. And her curriculum helped affirm that for me. She homeschooled, Donna Simmons homeschooled her two boys, one of whom really wasn't a reader till he was 10. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, having been in public school. Like, oh,
right.
but it's not like my little boy's far behind at all, and that's not our situation, but it let me know that it was okay. And especially when you have younger ones or multiples, and you're, you know, managing all these different aspects of your life and your home and trying to educate them, her curriculum helped me do that. It showed me ways to manage all of it. She offers tools for planning, whether it's just one or planning with multiples. She offers not just scheduling tools. At the beginning of every year of her curriculum, there's really worksheets that you kind of go through that make you ask questions of yourself and of what you hope to accomplish with your child. And they're not questions like, you know, reach this level in reading or make sure they dot their I's and cross their T's, but really that whole mind, body, spirit of your child and that thoughtfulness that goes into what you're creating with your educational experience. So those tools, just to start the year, were great. And then once you're teaching, her material has tons of tools in ideas, activities, movement, getting out of your seat, getting outdoors, taking chalk to the driveway, you know, when you're on a nature walk in the woods, whatever it is you're doing, and diversifying how you're teaching the same curriculum to really meet different children. My oldest is so different than my next, and I know that how first grade looked last year is not going to look the same with my next, but I already feel prepared because I know I have so many more resources available through her material. So that's really
good. Yeah, I have seen her some of her curriculums, and it is quite packed.
Yeah, there is a lot. And I mean, going into second grade, instead of one book, all of a sudden you have almost – her material is brought to you so that you're basically doing – with your week. She recommends a 4-day week where each day you're giving a 1-hour main lesson, and then you have kind of two half an hour mini lessons. At least that's in first grade, and obviously it's going to increase as you go up in the grades. But the second grade material was split into binders and separate things, which kind of in a way has a benefit, because you may not totally find one aspect of her curriculum to fit exactly maybe how you would teach it or your child's perspective. And there's a lot of material out there that you may find a little this or a little that you want to pull in. And then you can do that. You can pull from other resources, but her material can still be that. For me, it gives me that stable starting point. I don't miss things. I feel like as a homeschooler, especially if you're not an experienced teacher, it's kind of hard to know, well, what are kind of, I don't want to say benchmarks because that's so, you know, public school, but it's what I know. And identifying kind of a pathway in learning, making sure you're not missing important pieces, and choosing one curriculum and sticking with it, you're trusting that that creator has really given you all those pieces, and down the road all those pieces will be included. And I feel like she does that. And that's helpful for me to always have one place to draw from. I don't miss anything, I guess.
So as far as the way it's laid out, does she have a schedule that you follow, like, okay, here's your week one lesson, or here's your whatever, or is it just sort of like, okay, here are your main lessons, and you can kind of, you know, fit them in your year?
She really lays it out pretty specifically. And I'm only looking at first and second grade, but, you know, she's like, you're going to start your year with form drawing and math for 2 weeks. And then you're going to have 4 weeks of language arts, where first grade was, you know, telling stories and writing and drawing. So you're kind of going through a pattern of, some of the nature blocks were as short as 1 week, some were as long as 3 weeks, but it's an alternating between language arts, math, and nature.
And does she lay out the lessons for you? Is it like, okay, here's 10 lessons for those weeks, or is it just the material and then you have to kind of create the lessons?
I would say in the first grade curriculum, it's pretty well set out for you. If that's all you did, you'd probably be okay. But when you start working with it, there's definitely a lot more that can come to it with more crafts and supplementing with what you're doing. But the first grade definitely was easy enough that you could just really go from, if you were looking at her language arts blocks particularly, her math, there's a lot more kind of freedom in there because it's flexible in how the kids are receiving and what they're doing. If they're not picking it up, you know, more repetition and kind of staying at one place or versus moving forward. So I didn't feel like the math was as day-to-day, but definitely the language arts for first grade was. Now in second grade, it's not quite that simplistic. You're working with the saints and the heroes and saints stories. So the material's there for the stories, and she has lots of ideas for things to be doing from one day to the next. But there's a little bit more freedom. There's a lot more space for what you would fill that time with, I feel like, where the material's there, but you've kind of, like, got to decide what kind of activities are going to match your learner.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that's the whole thing. And, I mean, some people are like, I want it all laid out, and other people are like, no, I want the freedom. So that's why I try with each one of these reviews to try to make it clear so people can say, oh, okay, that sounds like something I want or I don't want, or, you know, I'm not sure, but here's this sounds good. So that's the way. So it's not like you can just open the book and say day one, day two, but she has a really good structure that you can follow, it sounds like.
Yeah, you could open it up and kind of go day one, day two, but it would not, if you didn't take the time to read all the material and really work with it, your lesson would not, I don't think, emulate what's intended with the Waldorf education, with that richness of thought behind it. And I would hope that anyone who's using Waldorf education would certainly look beyond just that page because, you know, the nice thing about her books, there's a lot of introduction, a lot of background in the hows and whys, and in that information, she'll bring in a lot of ideas. She also has another book. Oh, I don't have it in front of me. It's like her language, what is it, Living Language, which is language arts curriculum 1 through 5. It's another pretty big book, and that book is one that I definitely go back to because it has kind of what I would call mini lesson ideas for how to move kids through different challenges. Maybe books that you might need to use, how to inspire writing, or just kind of get them motivated if they're not motivated, or kind of refocus if they're not ready to sit and draw. In second grade, you hit a block. What can you do? What are your options? You know, so you're not banging your head on the wall and you keep that positive momentum going. So there's tools that are outside of that curriculum day-to-day kind of framework that she gives you. But because it's only a framework, you've got to do your work to really fill the wall.
Okay, right.
That makes sense?
Yeah. I just want to kind of make sure we're clarified with what's what. So does she pretty much have she has the main lesson work, and then you said there were some songs and verses. Is there any other additional things that's included? I guess there must be some form drawing stuff. I think she's got form drawing in there.
It's projects,
I don't know, does she include handwork projects or any other kind of extras?
Yeah, She's got, you've got everything from, she's great about materials, not just more books or stories, but like choosing the right kind of, especially for those first few years, what are the right crayons, what are the right pencils, what's the right paper, those types of things. Then there, your rhythms and schedules, she goes through a lot with scheduling, looking at the festivals, crafts, cooking, songs, things like that that fit with the rhythms of the year. She's got the planning. I don't know. I mean,
it sounds pretty complete.
It's all there. It really is.
Yeah.
And anything you want to supplement more, she's got great books with becoming a better drawer. She's got recommendations for painting. She's got recommendations for deepening your understanding with the language arts, song, everything. I mean, there's just, mm-hmm. you can really go overboard. But at the same time, I feel like it's very comprehensive and usable. It's material you need to buy, read through once, and then you start to see it all, and then you can go back and kind of put that framework to work, and then bring in all the little pieces the nooks and crannies that she gives you throughout everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sounds great. Is there any support that's offered? I know some of the other ones you could call in or email or something if you had questions. I didn't know if she offered something like that.
She does. I haven't used a lot of it. I kind of have a secret. one gal who has been a support to her, like a call-in support, is Carrie Dentler, and Carrie's the founder of our homeschool co-op. So I kind of have my own little inside scoop if I really need help.
Carrie is definitely a wealth of knowledge.
That's an understatement. But yeah. But I do know that from her website, and for a while I was on, she has like a, not a blog. I'm not a really savvy computer girl, but
she had a forum or something, I believe,
yeah,
right?
Thank you. That's the word. She has a forum you can sign up to, and I signed up and paid for it for 6 months, and there's a ton of information on there. If you're looking to try and decide about how to handle a problem with your kids, or if you're struggling with a festival, or if you're struggling with like a language arts challenge, whatever it might be, if you type something in, there's a lot of information in there that will give you either the answer or a place to go where you're probably going to find the answer. So that was super helpful. She also had the option to pay if you wanted for one-on-one counseling during different times of the year. I never didn't look into it very far, but I know that she has those sorts of things available. And she does conferences. And I have to say, if you can sit with her for a day or two, if you have the opportunity, she fills you to the brim. And if you can remember to ask her questions, share her knowledge beyond what she gives you there. She's got a lot to give, and it's good. I like her. I like what she has to offer, and she's very passionate about it, which, you know, that makes it all the more meaningful to support her and be a part of it.
Yeah, I haven't really used her curriculum, but I have used those. She has like the grade overview audios on her site. And I've used, I think I had an early childhood one, and I have used the second and third grade, I believe, and I'm probably going to get the fourth to listen over the summer. She does like an hour talk, just like what's developmentally going on with your child and what to kind of expect in that grade, and it's a real nice little overview, and she's got those on her website as well.
And that's really kind of like the introduction to each grade when you start reading the curriculum. You feel like you kind of get that big picture, and then she starts giving you the little pieces, and it just comes together really well for me. Like, I need to see the big picture first and then give me the little pieces, and I can go back to that big picture and draw on what I really need from that also. And she does that really well-rounded.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, it sounds like it is a pretty comprehensive, and like I said, I've seen some of it, and I know there's like it's very well received by many. So it sounds like you're pretty passionate about it. And, is there any final things you want to say to anybody about it?
No. I just, more than anything, I guess I would just tell anyone who's at home with their kids, move forward with whatever decision feels right to you, and find a curriculum that helps you build that confidence in yourself. Waldorf isn't mainstream. And if you have a curriculum that you feel doesn't give you the confidence that what you're doing is the right thing, the choices you're making in maybe delaying reading and writing or focusing so much on the arts, if you're getting pressure from your family and you don't have answers to those questions, perhaps that curriculum isn't giving you the tools you need. Because if you're not confident in it, your learner is not going to have that confidence either. So I got that from Christophorus, and that was important to me. So whatever you choose, nothing's wrong as long as it's right for you.
I totally agree. Like I was saying before we started the, you know, the recording, that everyone I've talked to really relates in some way, it seems, to the person. Like you're saying, she had sons that she homeschooled and you have sons. Like mm-hmm. a lot of that is really important to look to see what the person has done and, you know, their style and the whole thing to see if it fits you. And it seems like the ones that I've talked to all, you know, have that. So it's just about, you know, getting your own clarification on what you want, you know, for your own homeschool, you know, and to pick the right curriculum. Sometimes you have to try a few here and there to find the right one. But really, when you find that one that resonates with you, you know it, right?
You find your niche, and then you just have to hold steady with that and know that you trust it. Because sometimes you're like, this could have a little bit more. There's so much out there. If you're not finding what you need, there's so many blogs, there's so many this and that. Those little things that are missing, you can find them out there if you feel like something's missing. But overall, if finding something that fills the biggest picture and really sets you on the right path is so important. And that's what finding the right curriculum really is about. So,
great. Well, thank you so much, Diana. This has been great. Great to hear Christopher's overview and your passion. And good luck to you with your homeschooling going forward with the three boys. And
thank you.
I appreciate it. So thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.